Your shoes say a lot about you. Are you sensible, practical, active, flamboyant? A new exhibit at the Peabody Essex Museum shows how deep our connection to footwear actually goes. It features 300 pairs of shoes, everything from stilettos to army boots. WBUR's artery reporter Andrea Shea checked out the shoe show, but only after she met with a local shoe collector who shared some of his gear with the museum.
Jimmy Ray's 1917 home in Salem is like a museum. His carefully designed displays of vintage and antique clothing are around every corner. He starts a whirlwind tour of his shoe trove at his own feet.
The shoes I have on are Puma sneakers.
Not just any Puma sneakers.
Patent leather stripe, Velcro. You can put them on, take them off very easily, but you can also wear it with a tuxedo pant.
Ray's fascination with footwear started in Lynn when he was a kid in a working-class family.
All the way from elementary school, because I only could have one pair of shoes, because from a large family of nine, I always could choose my own shoes.
Ray went on to be a dancer in the Boston Ballet, but has always found time to rummage through thrift stores and estate sales. The lithe 64-year-old has amassed a stunning, story-filled collection that he can't wait to share.
Wait. Continue. I mean, there's a lot. Oh, and
he points to a pair of silver-plated shoes from India, worn by a 104-year-old ballerina in New York, and 1920s black satin shoes with a Louis heel and a deco-patterned buckle. Then we head upstairs.
So come this way here.
Ray's shoes live both out in the open and in trunks, drawers, and secret hidey holes. For the next few months, a small fraction of his collection is a few blocks away at the Peabody Essex Museum. Ray says the new show's title, Shoes, Pleasure, and Pain, captures the tension between form and function.
When you look at a shoe, sometimes the shape is really beautiful, but it might not be practical.
For Ray, shoes are like small wearable sculptures. The collector sees lines and movement as he peers into a drawer filled with flapper-era shoes similar to the ones he loaned to the museum.
It's a passion. Some people say obsession, and I say a passion. Because they're so beautiful, and I'm preserving them, and they're art.
Many people may not actually stop to think about the significance of shoes in their lives.
But Museum Deputy Director and Curator Linda Roscoe Hartigan says what we choose to put on our feet can be seen as extensions of ourselves.
Either because it's helping us convey our identity, our femininity, our masculinity, our status in a culture or in a group.
That's the thesis that drives the exhibition, which originated at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. It includes hundreds of shoes borrowed from other collections. But as Hartigan prepared to bring the exhibition to Salem, she needed to find ways to make it local. That's where Jimmy Ray comes in.
One of the things that's really impressed me about him as I've gotten to know him better is his knowledge.
The curator says Ray's knowledge distinguishes him from more notorious shoe collectors, like, say, Imelda Marcos. But as you can imagine, selecting shoes from the former dancer's vast holdings was daunting. In the end, Hartigan honed in on his women's dance slippers from the 1920s.
So just think of Ginger Rogers and those wonderful ballroom shoes that ballroom dancers still wear today, because there's just something about the heel, something about that strap, how it balances you and has supple materials.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Ray's dance shoes are in a section of the show devoted to shoe collection. A few steps away, Hartigan included another local tie-in, shoes made in Massachusetts. The museum has the country's largest collection of shoes, and she felt it was critical to highlight the role places like Haverhill have played in the design and manufacture of shoes throughout history.
The shoe industry has meant a tremendous amount to our part of the world, and we really wanted to showcase that, because out of the thousands of shoes we owned, we kind of had to find a good angle.
The exhibition's full scope is international and spans centuries. There are shoes made of plexiglass, some are 3D printed. There are 5-inch leather stilettos adorned with red feathers. High heels have long been closely linked with seduction and status. Hartigan says powerful kings actually donned some of the earliest high heels. Then there are the many ways Hartigan says shoes have made their way into our mythology for their transformative powers.
The Cinderella shoe is a perfect example, from rags to riches.
Shoes, including those glass slippers, have debilitated women because they're too small or too high. All of this information adds up to what Hartigan hopes will be an experience that inspires visitors to reflect on how complex our relationship with shoes really is.
I suspect that between fire and the wheel, shoes must have been next, right up there in terms of the necessity of what we wanted to invent for ourselves.
Hartigan and passionate collector Jimmy Ray hope you'll consider what your own shoes might say about who you are, too.
Oh, my God!
Shh, Harry.
Do you know what these are?
We're not even supposed to be in here.
Manolo Blahnik, Mary Janes. I thought these were an urban shoe myth.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.
Oh, my God! These are authentic.
The exhibit, Shoes, Pleasure, and Pain, runs through March 12th at the PBD Essex Museum in Salem.